I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, a new day is dawning in India. Stick around to learn what election results mean for Christians. Then later, a new training method aims to expedite sign language Bible translation. We'll unpack this story for you in just a few moments. In our first story, just like that, India's political landscape has shifted. Elections this week in four states and one territory return the Hindu nationalist coalition, led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, to dominance. With a key win in West Bengal, the coalition now governs 21 of India's 28 states. That represents more than 70% of India's population. A man we'll call Paul serves as a pastoral coach in support of work in India. He says Hindu nationalists played dirty during the West Bengal campaign.
And they won. They won like a massive victory, 200 plus seats.
Irregularities included a voter list overhaul that removed some 2.7 million voters. Paul says an anti-conversion law in West Bengal will come next. Nationwide, he believes Modi's party will push to change India from a secular republic to a Hindu republic.
And they were short of one state, and now they won this West Bengal. So we can soon expect that constitutional amendment happening very soon.
Paul says Christians and Muslims in India have testing times ahead.
Especially if the incomes of missions. We'll have to be re-look at missions, how we do missions, probably have to go underground.
So pray for India.
Pray for us as a church. Leadership will come together and come up with some more concrete plans and strategies to live out our faith in this midst of this context.
Next, 92% of the Turkish public believes youth crime and violence are increasing. A recent school shooting in Kahramanmaraş that killed 8 students and a teacher has intensified these fears. Patrick Anthony from FMI says teenagers often fall through the cracks of society.
They're oftentimes caught in between childhood and adulthood, and oftentimes they're kind of unseen or invisible to the rest of the population.
Yet God places special value on young people. One FMI partner in Turkey who works with youth shared, as quoted by Anthony.
He likes to think of children in this teenage group as diamonds waiting to be polished.
Many teenagers are struggling with anxiety and depression, with some turning to smoking or alcohol at an early age to cope. Hopelessness is especially prevalent in economically strained areas.
The invisibility and the oftentimes lack of attention and care can really exacerbate these kinds of problems.
One solution, Anthony says, is to reconsider how the church views its youth, but also fostering healthy relationships between mature believers and teens.
That can really help a teen find a place and find like that they do belong here.
Pray that Turkish churches respond to the hopelessness of local youth with practical gospel hope. And a new program is helping deaf Bible translation consultants get the training they need more quickly. Sign language scripture is severely lacking worldwide. Door International's Rob Myers tells us,
out of over 300 sign languages, a vast number of them don't even have a Bible translation started.
Groups like Door recruit and train deaf Christians to translate God's word. But the lack of scripture creates a conundrum.
In most deaf communities, deaf leaders lack background in the Bible because they haven't been able to access it.
That's where consultants come in. They help Bible translators understand the original meaning and context of scripture.
Translation consultants help make sure communities get God's word in totality in an accurate format so churches can then take it and use it for everything that they need, including sharing the gospel, making disciples, and planting churches.
A lengthy training process means deaf consultants are rare.
One of the critical bottleneck pieces is a lack of access to translation consultants.
Door's Cedar Institute packs a 7-year training process into 3, and they need your help to keep it going. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
The very first step is to pray. Pray that God would raise up men and women to fill these roles so that more Bible translation can happen.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional, Hope Within Reach, sharing stories of how God is moving around the world and how you can be part of it. We pray it strengthens your faith and reminds you that the hope of the gospel is never out of reach. Get it at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.